Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Welcome to our session on estate planning, a critical component of wills, trusts, and estates law. Whether you're an aspiring law student or simply intrigued by how one can manage and pass on their assets after death, this presentation aims to demystify the complex world of estate planning. By the end of our time together, you'll have a foundational understanding of the importance of estate planning, the main instruments used in estate planning, and the basic legal terminology you'll encounter in this field. Let's dive in. Introduction to Estate Planning. Estate planning is a process that allows individuals to make advance arrangements for the management and disposal of their estate during their life and after death. It's a thoughtful act of preparing for the future, ensuring that one's wishes are honored, and making things easier for the loved ones left behind. But why is estate planning so important, and what tools do we use to implement it? Let's explore. Estate planning is a vital aspect of financial and personal affairs management, yet it is often overlooked or postponed until it's too late. Understanding why estate planning is so crucial, and the tools available for implementing it, can empower individuals to take control of their future, ensure the well-being of their beneficiaries, and secure their legacy. Let's delve deeper into the significance of estate planning and the mechanisms that facilitate it. A. Importance of estate planning. Estate planning is not merely a task for the wealthy. It is a fundamental consideration for anyone who wishes to have a say in the distribution of their assets and the management of their affairs after their death or in the event of incapacity. Here are the key reasons why estate planning is indispensable. 1. Control over asset distribution. One of the primary benefits of estate planning is the control it grants individuals over the distribution of their assets. Without a comprehensive estate plan, the distribution of one's assets upon death will default to state laws of intestacy. These laws might not reflect your personal wishes or the needs of your family and beneficiaries. For example, in many jurisdictions, if you die intestate, without a will, your assets could be split in ways that you wouldn't have intended, such as equally among a surviving spouse and children, regardless of your personal relationships or their financial needs. By engaging in estate planning, you can specify exactly how your assets are to be distributed, to whom, and under what conditions. This could mean setting aside portions of your estate for specific purposes, such as education funds for grandchildren, donations to charitable organizations, or provisions for a lifelong partner to whom you're not married. Estate planning allows you to make these decisions with clarity and precision, ensuring your assets are distributed according to your wishes. 2. Protection for beneficiaries. Beyond deciding how your assets are distributed, estate planning also offers mechanisms to protect those assets for the benefit of your beneficiaries. This is particularly important in situations where beneficiaries might be minors, have special needs, or may not be financially prudent. Trusts, for instance, can be structured to provide for a beneficiary's health, education, maintenance, and support over time, rather than bestowing a lump sum that could be quickly depleted or subject to creditors' claims. Protection against potential future problems, such as creditors or legal disputes, is another crucial aspect. For example, a properly structured trust can safeguard a beneficiary's inheritance from their own creditors, or in the event of divorce. This level of protection is not possible without deliberate estate planning. 3. Minimizing legal challenges. A well-structured estate plan can significantly reduce the likelihood of family disputes and legal challenges. Without clear directives, the distribution of your estate could lead to disagreements among your heirs and beneficiaries, potentially resulting in costly and distressing legal battles. These disputes can be minimized or altogether avoided with clear, legally binding documents that articulate your intentions. Furthermore, certain estate planning tools, like trusts, can provide a level of privacy for your estate and beneficiaries, as they often do not go through the public probate process. This can further reduce the potential for disputes by keeping the details of your estate distribution private. 4. Tax implications. Estate planning also plays a critical role in minimizing the tax implications on your estate, which can significantly affect the amount your beneficiaries receive. Through various estate planning strategies, such as the use of trusts, gifting portions of your estate during your lifetime, or establishing charitable donations, you can reduce estate taxes, inheritance taxes, and other transfer taxes.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
This strategic planning ensures that more of your estate goes to your intended beneficiaries rather than to tax authorities. 5. Care in incapacity. Estate planning is not only about what happens after your death, it also includes making provisions for your care and financial management should you become incapacitated. Through powers of attorney for health care and finances, you can appoint trusted individuals to make decisions on your behalf. Additionally, living wills and advanced health care directives allow you to specify your preferences for medical treatment and end-of-life care, ensuring that your wishes are respected, even if you're unable to communicate them. In conclusion, estate planning is a comprehensive process that addresses not only the distribution of your assets after death, but also your care and the management of your affairs should you become incapacitated. It provides a way to express your wishes clearly, protect your beneficiaries, minimize legal challenges and taxes, and ensure that you and your assets are taken care of according to your desires. The tools of estate planning, wills, trusts, powers of attorney, healthcare directives, and beneficiary designations are the instruments through which you can achieve these goals, granting you peace of mind and securing your legacy for the future. Estate planning is a multifaceted process that involves a variety of legal instruments, each designed to fulfill specific roles within an individual's broader estate planning strategy. These tools are essential for ensuring that your assets are distributed according to your wishes, that your loved ones are taken care of, and that your healthcare preferences are respected in times of incapacity. Let's delve into each of these instruments in detail, exploring their purposes, benefits, and how they work together to create a comprehensive estate plan. B. Overview of estate planning instruments. 1. Wills. A will, or a last will and testament, is perhaps the most well-known estate planning tool. It is a legal document that specifies how your assets should be distributed after your death. It allows you to name beneficiaries for your property and possessions, designate guardians for minor children, and appoint an executor who will manage the estate's distribution according to your wishes. Key features of wills. Distribution of assets. You can specify exactly who receives what parts of your estate, including money, property, and personal possessions. Guardianship. For parents of minor children, a will is crucial for naming a guardian to take care of the children if both parents pass away. Executor appointment. You can choose an executor who will be responsible for carrying out the terms of your will, ensuring that your wishes are honored. Benefits of having a will. Ensures that your assets are distributed according to your wishes, not the state's intestacy laws. Provides peace of mind knowing that your children will be cared for by the person you trust. Simplifies the probate process for your loved ones, potentially saving time and money. 2. Trusts. Trusts are versatile estate planning tools that involve three parties: the grantor, who creates the trust, the trustee, who manages the trust, and the beneficiaries, who receive the assets in the trust. Trusts can be used for various purposes, such as asset protection, tax planning, and avoiding probate. Types of trusts. Revocable living trusts can be altered or revoked by the grantor during their lifetime. Assets in these trusts bypass probate. Irrevocable trusts cannot be modified once established, offering potential tax benefits and protection from creditors. Special needs trusts, designed to provide for beneficiaries with disabilities without disqualifying them from government assistance. Benefits of trusts. Avoids probate, which can save time and money and keeps the distribution of assets private. Can provide tax advantages, particularly with irrevocable trusts. Protects assets from creditors and legal judgments against beneficiaries. Allows for more nuanced control over how and when beneficiaries receive their inheritance. 3. Powers of attorney. A power of attorney, POA, is a legal document that grants someone else the authority to make decisions on your behalf, should you become unable to do so. There are two main types: financial POA, which covers financial decisions, and healthcare POA, which covers medical decisions. Key considerations. Financial POA enables the designated agent to manage your finances, including paying bills, managing investments, and handling real estate transactions. Healthcare POA allows the agent to make healthcare decisions for you in accordance with your wishes if you are incapacitated. Benefits of powers of attorney. Ensures that your financial and healthcare matters are handled by someone you trust if you're unable to manage them yourself. Can prevent the need for a court-appointed guardian or conservator, which can be a lengthy and invasive process. 4. Healthcare directives. Healthcare directives, including living wills and advance healthcare directives, specify your preferences for medical treatment if you become unable to communicate your wishes. These documents can outline which life-sustaining treatments you would or would not like to receive in certain situations. Key features. Living wills detail your wishes regarding end-of-life care, such as the use of life support. Advance healthcare directives can include a living will and a healthcare POA, providing comprehensive instructions for your care. Benefits of healthcare directives. Ensures that your healthcare wishes are known and respected, avoiding unnecessary suffering and financial burden. Provides guidance to your loved ones and healthcare providers, reducing uncertainty and potential conflicts during difficult times. 5. Beneficiary designations. Certain assets, like life insurance policies, retirement accounts, and some financial accounts, allow you to name beneficiaries who will receive the assets directly upon your death, bypassing the probate process. These designations must be kept up to date to reflect your current wishes. Key considerations. Direct transfer. Assets pass directly to the named beneficiary without going through probate. Supersedes wills and trusts. Beneficiary designations take precedence over instructions in wills or trusts for the specific assets. Benefits of beneficiary designations. Simplifies the transfer of assets, making it quicker and easier for your beneficiaries to access them. Allows for the straightforward distribution of specific assets, reducing the potential for disputes. Conclusion. Understanding and utilizing these estate planning instruments is essential for creating a comprehensive estate plan that reflects your wishes, protects your beneficiaries, and ensures the efficient transfer of your assets. By combining wills, trusts, powers of attorney, healthcare directives, and beneficiary designations, you can address a wide range of legal and personal considerations, from asset distribution and tax planning to healthcare decisions and guardianship arrangements. Estate planning is a deeply personal process that requires careful thought and professional guidance to ensure that your estate plan aligns with your unique circumstances and goals. Understanding the complex language of estate planning is not just an academic exercise. It's a practical necessity for anyone looking to navigate the intricacies of managing and distributing an estate. The terminology used in this field is specialized and can often seem opaque to those not versed in legal jargon. However, a clear grasp of these terms can empower you to make informed decisions about your estate and your legacy. Here, we delve into some of the most essential legal terminologies in estate planning, elucidating their meanings and implications to demystify this critical aspect of personal financial planning. C. Basic legal terminology. 1. Estate. Definition. An estate encompasses the entirety of an individual's assets at the time of their death. This includes all forms of property, such as real estate, bank accounts, stocks, personal belongings, and even intellectual property rights. Implications. Understanding what constitutes an estate is the foundation of estate planning. The composition of your estate directly influences how you should approach planning for its distribution, the tools you might use, such as wills or trusts, and considerations for tax planning and debt settlement. 2. Probate. Definition. Probate is the court-supervised process of authenticating a deceased person's will, appraising their estate, paying off debts and taxes, and distributing the remaining assets to the rightful heirs or beneficiaries. This process is public and can be time-consuming and costly. Implications. Because probate can be lengthy and erode the estate's value, many choose estate planning strategies that minimize the estate's exposure to probate. Tools like living trusts, joint ownership, and designation of beneficiaries on accounts are commonly employed to bypass the probate process for much of an estate. 3. Intestate. Definition. Dying intestate means dying without a valid will. When this happens, the distribution of the deceased's estate is carried out according to the state's intestacy laws, which may not align with the deceased's wishes. Implications. The consequences of intestacy can be significant, often resulting in unexpected or undesired distributions of assets. It underscores the importance of having a valid will and regularly updating it to reflect current wishes and circumstances. 4. Testator. Definition. The testator is the individual who creates and executes a will. This term is gender neutral and applies to anyone who has drafted a will to dictate the distribution of their estate after their death. Implications. The testator's responsibilities include not only drafting a will, but also ensuring it meets the legal requirements to be considered valid. This often involves signing the document in the presence of witnesses and, in some jurisdictions, having it notarized. 5. Trustee. Definition. A trustee is a person or institution appointed to manage and administer the assets held in a trust. The trustee has a fiduciary duty to act in the best interests of the beneficiaries of the trust. Implications. The role of a trustee is pivotal in trust administration. Trustees must manage the trust assets prudently, make distributions according to the trust terms, and keep accurate records. Choosing a reliable and competent trustee is crucial for the trust to fulfill its purpose effectively. 6. Beneficiary. Definition. A beneficiary is any person or entity designated to receive benefits from an estate, trust, insurance policy, retirement account, or other financial instruments. Beneficiaries can be named explicitly in a will or trust document, or they may be defined by the terms of the instrument or law. Implications. Designating beneficiaries is a core aspect of estate planning, allowing for the direct transfer of assets outside of probate. It's important to regularly review and update beneficiary designations to ensure they align with current estate planning goals and personal relationships. Additional terms to know. A. Executor/personal representative. An executor, also known as a personal representative, is named in a will and charged with carrying out the wishes of the deceased as outlined in the will, including managing the estate through the probate process. B. Guardianship. A legal mechanism for appointing an individual to manage the personal and/or financial affairs of a minor or an incapacitated adult. In estate planning, naming a guardian for minor children is a critical decision for parents. C. Power of Attorney, POA. A legal document authorizing someone to act on another's behalf in legal or financial matters. The authority can be broad or limited to specific tasks and can be made durable to remain in effect if the principal becomes incapacitated. D. Advance Healthcare Directive. A document specifying an individual's healthcare preferences in situations where they are unable to make decisions due to illness or incapacity. It often includes the appointment of a healthcare proxy to make decisions on the individual's behalf. E. Conservatorship. A court-appointed arrangement in which an individual or entity is tasked with managing the financial affairs of someone deemed unable to do so themselves due to physical or mental limitations. F. Joint tenancy with right of survivorship. A form of co-ownership where property automatically passes to the surviving owner or owners upon one owner's death, bypassing probate. G. Gift tax. A tax on the transfer of property by one individual to another while receiving nothing or less than full value in return. Gift tax rules allow for certain exclusions and exemptions, playing a role in estate planning and wealth transfer strategies. Understanding these terms is more than an academic exercise. It is a practical step towards effective estate planning. Each term represents a building block in the complex structure of estate law, and together, they form the language through which your estate planning goals are articulated and achieved. By familiarizing yourself with this terminology, you are better equipped to navigate the legal landscape of estate planning, make informed decisions about your assets, and ensure your legacy is preserved according to your wishes. In conclusion, estate planning is not just for the wealthy. It's a fundamental process that concerns everyone, ensuring that your assets are distributed according to your wishes and providing protection for your loved ones. Today's introduction has set the stage for a deeper dive into the intricacies of wills, trusts, and estate planning in our upcoming sessions. Thank you for joining me, and I look forward to guiding you further on this journey through the fascinating world of estate planning.